This is Tanita Evangeline White with the Black Christian News Network podcast for Thursday, October 19th, 2017. 1. According to International Christian Concern, Fulani militants raided Kedoron Community in Plateau State, Nigeria. During this raid, the militants attacked and killed at least 28 people, mostly Christians, including many women and children. This struggle between Fulani militants and Christian farmers has been an ongoing and bloody struggle for years. As the Fulani continue to migrate south, militants clash with more Christian villages. This year alone, there have been more than 30 attacks on these Christian villages, leaving more than 250 killed and hundreds of homes burned down. 2. According to the Christian Post, the body of a South African pastor has been found burned beyond recognition, with his hands tied behind his back in a small farming town about 50 miles outside of Johannesburg. The body of 45-year-old Martin Benecki, the senior pastor and founder of the Johannesburg-based Life in Christ Network, was discovered in Magaliesburg on Monday. The Life in Christ Network confirmed the pastor's death in a Facebook post Wednesday. 3. According to Crux Now, Father Maurizio Palu and a Thailand missionary priest, who had been kidnapped last Friday in Nigeria, was released on Tuesday just before midnight. Afterwards, he said that he seen the great miracles God performed to keep him alive. According to his confreres of the Nicosia Communical Way, the priest seems to be in good shape. He will travel back to Abuja. He's been asked to travel to Italy for a few days. According to his interview with Vatican Radio, he doesn't want to do so but has agreed, only to then head back to the African nation immediately. 4. According to the Christian Post, at least 2 Christians have been hospitalized and are in critical condition after a Hindu mob attacked and desecrated a church worship service in India on Sunday, a leading Christian persecution watchdog group has reported. Witnesses told International Christian Concern that the mob beat the men, women, and children of the congregation and dragged them out of the building when they refused to renounce their faith in Christ. The mob then set fire to the church's furniture and also stripped some of the Christian women. A total of 9 worshippers were seriously injured. 5. According to the Christian Post, the Trump administration has reversed an Obama-era practice of helping undocumented minors receive abortions, arguing that they now provide quality care for both mother and unborn child. Last week, the American Civil Liberties Union filed a lawsuit against the government for the Office of Refugee Resettlement's halting an undocumented minor's attempt to get an abortion. The Administration for Children and Families, which oversees the ORR, released a statement Monday declaring that there is no constitutional right for a pregnant minor to illegally cross the U.S. border and get an elective abortion while in federal custody. 6. According to the New York Times, Kenneth I. Chenault, one of the longest-serving executives in finance and one of corporate America's few black top leaders, will retire next year as the chairman and chief executive of American Express. Under Mr. Chenault's leadership, American Express expanded beyond its core market of corporate customers and wealthy cardholders to serve a broader clientele. The co-branding deals he sought out with airlines and large retailers helped the company become the credit card issuer with the highest customer spending in the United States. 7. According to CBS and the Associated Press, a white former Oklahoma police officer was convicted of first-degree manslaughter late Wednesday in the off-duty fatal shooting of his daughter's black boyfriend after jurors in 3 previous trials couldn't decide whether to find him guilty of murder. Jurors deliberated about 6 hours before finding ex-Tulsa officer Shannon Kepler, age 57, guilty of the lesser charge in the August 2014 killing of 19-year-old Jeremy Lake, who had just started dating Kepler's then 18-year-old daughter, Lisa. The jury recommended a sentence of 15 years in prison. A sentencing hearing is scheduled for November 20th. That's all for today. You can read these stories and more online at bcnn1.com. In closing, remember the good news of God's love. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Thanks for listening. May God bless your day.